One other experience that I had that I remember, I was in my mom's car in the back seat with a friend. She had picked us up from the mall, and she was driving out of the parking lot there, and she ran in the back of another car. And my mom had automatic transmission vehicles for as long as I could remember as a kid. But this particular one happened to be a stick shift, and she really didn't like it. She wasn't used to it, but here she is driving through the parking lot, and she runs in the back of this other vehicle. And when she did it, she pushed the clutch in, but she was kind of panicked or whatever, and she let the clutch out again and rammed him again. So, and me and my friend were sitting in the back seat and just kind of looking at each other and wondering what was going on. But this is an introduction to the Auto Owner Story podcast. And, you know, it's a monologue, so they're kind of difficult, especially, you know, for me when I'm trying to present something and rather than having a conversation, I'm having to present it in a very detailed way. So bear with me. This is some information I want to share with you about the Auto Owner Story podcast. And I appreciate you just listening. And we'll move from here right into the presentation of the specifics I'd like to share with you. Our society has been captivated with the automobile since it first broke onto the scene in the 1800s, and more specifically in 1908 when Mr. Ford built his first Model T. And between 1908 and 1927, Ford built 15 million Model Ts. So that really illustrates the importance of the automobile, the change it brought to our country and to the world. And, you know, I'd like to just talk a little bit about that as we move through the thoughts of what a car is to our families, what it has been, and all the memories we have about that, and how we can convert those memories into stories. So that's really what we're looking to do here. Many of us have fond memories of our family road trips when we were kids, or we might have memories of personal vehicles that we've had as we became adults and things that we've had, either the type of vehicle or repair issues we've had with them, or any number of things that we might remember. For example, I remember when I was a kid, we used to pack up all 8 of our family members into our Plymouth station wagon. You know, every other year, something like that, we'd get in it and we'd take a vacation to go see Grandma. We lived in Southern California and we'd drive up towards San Francisco about an 8-hour trip. And those memories are something that you know, were fun. They were hard. You know, kids in a car for 8 hours can be pretty difficult, but definitely a good memory. What we want to do is, as we think about telling stories, we want to think about, you know, the fact that a story is something that can kind of parallel us reading a book. But the difference between reading a book and hearing the person who experienced the memory, the activity, and sharing it, it can be much more personal because you hear the emotion and enthusiasm that someone might have, or the fear or the concern. So the journey plan for this podcast is to present these stories shared by you and others, myself and others, family members, friends, whoever it may be. And we really want to do it for entertainment, but we also want to do it to benefit others. So kind of like social media too, a podcast is something that can allow us to connect with someone that we don't know. And that connection can be in the form of a story. It can be, that story could be just entertaining, or it could be something that is helpful to us. So we might have a vehicle ourselves. We might have a vehicle with a problem, and hearing someone else talk about a problem they had and how they resolved it could be something that we can learn from. So stories are just really helpful and a good way for us to learn. One other experience that I had that I remember, I was in my mom's car in the back seat with a friend. She had picked us up from the mall, and she was driving out of the parking lot there, and she ran in the back of another car. And my mom had automatic transmission vehicles for as long as I could remember as a kid. But this particular one happened to be a stick shift, and she really didn't like it. She wasn't used to it, but here she is driving through the parking lot, and she runs in the back of this other vehicle. And when she did it, she pushed the clutch in, but she was kind of panicked or or whatever. And she let the clutch out again and rammed him again. So, and me and my friend were sitting in the back seat and just kind of looking at each other and wondering what was going on. But so anyway, that's an experience again, another experience that I'll never forget. There's not really a lot of benefit there, but it is a memory that maybe some of you could relate to. So with podcasts, I don't know how many you've listened to podcasts. There are very many. They're out there. They're on the phones. They're on the internet. They're, you know, in your podcast software on your phones, whatever it may be. But there are podcasts out there for pretty much any topic you want to learn about, or if you just want to be entertained, there's all kinds of podcasts out there for entertaining. What I want to do with this Auto Owner Story podcast is basically present these stories. And as I do that, and as I introduce this podcast to you, I want to just share some additional benefits that I believe are available with podcasts. So four things I'd like to talk about: stories, share helpful tips, stories entertain, stories can teach lessons, and stories can spread joy. So I'd like to just transition into those now and just talk briefly about each one of those. So the first one is, what am I thinking about when I say stories can share helpful tips? Well, basically, many of us have had problems or difficulties with a vehicle over the years. And in sharing our story about that difficulty, if someone else is listening to the podcast and they have a similar problem, then you might help them with that particular problem. Here's an example. My third car was a 1968 Chevrolet Camaro with a manual transmission. And from the moment I owned it, I bought it, it had a clutch chatter. I'd go to take off from a stop, let out on the clutch a little bit, and the car would just shake a little bit. And I did everything I could think of to fix that car. I did multiple clutches and all kinds of other things to it, transmission work, everything I could think of, and nothing seemed to fix it. And then I talked to this guy that said, you know, I think there was a recall by Chevrolet or by General Motors for broken motor mounts. And as he mentioned that, then I realized that, yes, there are actually cables on each side of the engine that, in a sense, are securing the engine to the frame of the vehicle with a cable in case I have a broken motor mount. The situation was, if the motor mount's broken and you accelerate hard, as you did, the motor would lift up and the throttle linkage would bind and it would be in a full throttle mode. You couldn't shut it off, or you couldn't let go of the gas anyway, because it was stuck in the full-on position. So I thought about it, and I had someone get in the car and let the clutch out, and I could see the motor mount move only as far as the cable would allow it, but still it was moving 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch and causing the chatter. So talking to someone else, it wasn't on a podcast obviously back then, but talking to someone else, I was able to identify a problem and fix it basically by replacing the mounts. So you may have a situation that you've run across, that an interaction with the shop or some problem with the vehicle that you ran into, that you can share your story about it, and it may help someone else. So again, my point here is that stories can help share helpful information. And specifically, we're talking about car-related issues that many of us have had. So item number two that I want to talk about is stories entertain. Stories can take our mind off of problems we're having or dealing with and reduce stress. So stories can be funny, they can make us laugh, and even the process of laughing can be good for health, to help relieve tension and that type of thing. I remember one morning I was getting ready for work here in Idaho, in Boise, and it was wintertime, middle of winter. It was cold out, and I heard this kind of a long sliding crash sound. And I thought, wow, it must be that ice has fallen, slid off my roof. So a few minutes later, my doorbell rings. And my humble neighbor was at the door and said, my truck popped out of reverse. He was warming it up in the morning. It popped out of reverse and backed over my fence, a part of my fence, and my shrubs in my yard. So, you know, there's something that is definitely could be entertaining. It's funny as I think back about it and the exact sequence of what happened. But anyway, and you know, stories, podcast stories can pass time. If you're if you're doing some job that's monotonous or uncomfortable or just, doesn't take a lot of brain power, you can listen to podcasts while you're doing the job. And of course, one of the things that many of us have done over the years in traveling and driving long distances with kids or otherwise is to listen to a good story while we're driving to help relieve the stress of the story, stress of the drive, that is, and to kind of help us relax and make time go faster. So stories share helpful tips, stories entertain, and now stories teach lessons. So I've kind of alluded to it a little bit, but, we all have been, as kids, teenagers, whatever, we've been told to do things, and frequently in being told by our parents that we need to do this or that, or this might help us, that type of thing, frequently that message kind of just falls through the cracks. We don't really hear it. But if a third party, a friend or someone else, tells us the same thing, because of the emotional static we have with the first group, we may hear it this time. And so podcasts can do that. You can hear stories from people who have actually experienced things. You don't know them, but they may have a little more credibility. At least it may be more hearable for some of us because it's not a parent or a spouse or something like that. So stories can teach lessons. And they also can teach lessons to repair shops. They can offer feedback for a repair shop. When you have a problem with interacting with a shop, or if they didn't handle something right or something like that, we're not wanting to really throw them under the bus or anything, but we'd like to give them feedback. So if shops are going to be able to hear these stories too, and if they hear a story, if they can relate to it or even had it happen in their own shop, they have the opportunity to learn a lesson from that podcast message. So stories share helpful tips. They entertain, they teach lessons, and lastly, stories spread joy. Hearing a humorous take on a vehicle story from someone, frequently, they say that oftentimes when we cry about something, we're not crying for the other person like a movie on TV or whatever. We're crying because of the way it hits us and something inside of us. And so, the same can be with joy, with happiness. Hearing some story that we can relate to that might have happened or something like that happened in our own life. So stories spread joy by listening to entertaining, enlightening stories or even difficult stories. We can maybe feel better because we're not the only ones suffering from something like that. So a story with a good ending can be really, really help us. It can improve our outlook on maybe our next trip to a shop. If we dread going to the shop because of the problems we've had in the past, we hear a good story of someone that went to a shop, they had this issue, and the shop took care of them, and it all had a happy ending. And that could be a good thing for us to kind of lift us up a little bit above the negative things that frequently happen. Another thing that can happen, I have another podcast called Auto Shop Connection, and in that we're wanting to interview customers more specifically and interactions they've had with repair shops. So whether it's on this podcast or the other Auto Shop Connection podcast, we can get good stories. But one other thing I'm going to do with that other podcast is I'm going to interview employees. And so think about it. If you're going to go into a shop you hadn't been in before, but you could hear an interview of the service advisor telling about themselves and about their company and that type of thing, then that could be something that could break down some walls and some barriers to help you as you make an appointment for that shop. So one of my favorite thoughts and benefits I see of story spreading joy is the joy of that the storyteller can experience as they retell their story. You get to re-experience that activity or whatever happened again, and each time you tell that story or think about it, if it's a happy story or a fun one, then you get benefit from that, and it can be something that brings you joy. So I've definitely experienced that as I've told some of the stories here and other stories. It really comes to life for me when I'm talking about it. So again, as we talk about the objective, our objective for this podcast and this first episode is basically an introduction to the Auto Owner Story podcast. And so what I'm wanting to do is basically present these thoughts to you in the hope that you will listen to it and share it with others. It is automotive related, so I believe that we all have stories either from our childhood or as adults about vehicles. And what we're wanting to do is just capture these stories for the purpose of, again, helping people or being entertaining, whatever works. So I've covered basically, after the initial benefits, I've covered that the stories share helpful tips, they're entertaining, they teach us lessons, and they spread joy, and we hope that's what will happen through these podcast stories. So please, if you would, refer the podcast to friends or family. As we continue to grow and develop more stories, we'd appreciate you joining in and sharing your story. There's really not a lot of pressure to it. It's basically, you know, you and I will hook up together and we'll set up a time. I'll send you an email with a link. We'll go into basically a phone type of a meeting and talk about it and then record your story. Once we record it, then we'll just I'll kind of edit it a little bit and then get a copy to you and let you take a listen to it and see what you think. There's really no pressure. We want to make it fun and easy to do. So I hope you share with, again, your family and friends and become involved with the Auto Owner Story podcast and our accompanying website, autoownerstory.com. So thank you so much for listening.